Welcome, everybody, to the NPCs Presents Fireside Magic, where Kyle and I, Travis, get together to play Magic the Gathering and basically talk about whatever we want. That can include stuff that's going on in the gaming world, too. My name is Travis, and as always, with me for the NPCs, it's Kyle.
What's up?
Well, I guess, Kyle, before we start playing Magic here, let's address the elephant in the room right now, and that's Helldivers 2.
Oh, geez.
The most patriotic game that you can be out playing right now, if you can get in.
If you can get in.
I swear, this game, like, okay, everybody already knows about this game. It's basically Starship Troopers, the game, even though there was that Starship Troopers game that came out, I think, like, a fall of last year. But no, this game has been so popular that as of this recording, they have put a cap of 450,000 players in the game itself. Currently on Steam, they're showing around about like 270,000 people playing right now. And yeah, there's just like no way to get into this game right now. But we were able to make it work last night.
For a little bit, yeah.
For a little bit. And we, oh my gosh, there's a lot going
for,
on
you know
there.
For the areas being as small as they are, and maybe that's just, you know, the places we were picking, but it just seemed like the locations were small. There's a lot going on.
There is
so much going on.
There is. And like, you, one thing I'm surprised about is that they start off this game and it's all about the insect of invasion, or what they're calling these aliens, what they're calling the bugs. I think it's like pterids or something like that. But they've already introduced an in-game event that deals with what's called automatons, and they're basically Terminators. You know, we were fighting them last night. They literally are. They are, the way I would describe them is that they're not Terminators in the sense like you look at them. They're not like full on like exoskeletons, like, or the endoskeletons like you'd see in Terminator. But yeah, they definitely are like almost out of like a 90s robot uprising movie for sure.
Oh yeah, like they, in my mind, they kind of looked like T-1000s with blade arms, and they were really crappy shots with a pistol until they started really laying into you, and then all of a sudden it was like they target tracked like crazy.
Yeah, and what's interesting is that they decided to do this in-game event so quick, and that's what's actually driving in a lot of the people to play. Because this game is a live game in the sense that not only is your, like, you and other people that you're playing with, you know, accomplishing something there, you're actually contributing to the whole of trying to keep this enemy back. And that's what's driving people into play, because in their version of live service, it's just something that's constantly going. You're trying to improve. Even one guy on TikTok I saw earlier today was saying, like, I logged in and, you know, we were like at 25% on keeping this place protected. And, you know, I came back again and we're like down to like 8% instead. It's like,
holy
so what
crap.
Happened? You know, it's crazy to think that they've already included this in-game event and there's all of this progress going on. Like, there's...
You know what that technically means, though?
What?
That if people have mission failures, that's actually affecting the total outcome globally of what people see.
Exactly. Now, you can only really see what a total of like four people are doing at a time, depending on the area you're in. But yeah, everybody that's playing in whatever instance or wherever you're at is contributing to this overall cause. And so I'm thinking that because of the inability to connect, the other back-end server issues that are going on, I think these automatons are going to reach Earth, Super Earth, excuse
me. Oh, no.
Well, because that's what they're doing. They're progressing their way into to our area.
Right.
And so there's a point in time that we may be able to join back in again, and they've made they've progressed forward.
Oh, wow.
And so I'm concerned to see how that's going to look. But
that
we haven't even seen the extent of those automatons, though. I've seen videos of them, of like tank versions of them.
Oh, wow.
I've seen videos of people actually blowing up their dropships that we were seeing them. Like, you could, I guess, because you can get different weapons as the game goes on, you can access the armory and such. I've seen people actually blow those ships up. But yeah, I'm seeing like tank versions of them. I'm seeing some that are more like AT-ST walkers out of Star Wars.
Oh,
you know, those types of versions. I mean, really, yeah, Terminator's the best thing you can do to compare it against. We haven't even come across any of those yet, but I'm seeing these guys take these things down, and it's like, let me into this game, please.
Right? Yeah. No, we had a little bit of a difficult time connecting last night, and then finally got connected, and then, of course, my game crashed after we were having a good time, and then I couldn't get connected back, which sucked.
Dude, no kidding.
Yeah.
No kidding. But yeah, that's the thing that's driving a lot of discussion right now, is that even though this was a game that was published by PlayStation Studios, was there an opportunity missed potentially to have published this over on the, you know, Xbox as well, too?
Mm-hmm.
Because Sony released this at the same time on PC and PlayStation 5.
Right.
So it's like, it would have been neat to kind of see that olive branch go out. But at the same time, I wonder if it could have been maybe like, after all of the stuff with Activision Blizzard, they were just like, we're going to, you know, this is ours. We're going to hold this back.
Yeah, but honestly, I feel like an olive branch like that might be what they need to get more of these first-party titles that, you know, Xbox is talking about bringing first-party titles over to Switch and PlayStation. But if PlayStation wants to see the quality titles, they need to extend an arm too, you know.
Nut up or shut up, yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be legacy titles right now, except for maybe, what was it, Hi-Fi Rush?
Yeah, Hi-Fi Rush would probably be the newest one. And then, of course, there's Sea of Thieves, there's Pentiment, and then what's the fourth one? Yeah, Hi-Fi Rush, Pentiment, Sea of Thieves. Oh my gosh, I can't remember what the fourth one was. I mean, even so, even with those three, I mean, Sea of Thieves is going to bring in a bunch of people, I think,
right,
too.
But they've also basically said that it's not going to be Starfield, you know. And
it's not going to be Indiana Jones.
It's not going to be Indiana Jones. But, you know, there is a possibility for something like that if PlayStation were to extend an olive branch as well.
Yeah, absolutely. But that's okay, though. Helldivers, they'll figure it out. I'm sure they'll get their infrastructure stuff all sorted. I kind of hesitate there for that. I don't know what happened. But once they get all that stuff sorted out, then we'll be able to hopefully get back in and play, because my little tricks to try to get in today just didn't work. So yeah. I just left it, and I'm like, okay, I'll try again later. I'll live vicariously through all the TikToks and through all of the Twitch streams of people who are actually in playing in that for the time
being.
In the meantime, though, we'll get into some other news and other chit-chat stuff here in a second. But yeah, Fireside Magic here, of course. Our goal is to play... Oh, I hear the dog's tail on the door. our goal here is to play some Magic the Gathering. And of course, as we play through, we'll just talk about a bunch of different things here. You know, at some point in time, we're going to work on getting our decks uploaded to one of the deck builder websites there, so that way you can see what we're playing with in the episode, and you can go and build, or at least see kind of like what we have hidden away that may not have come out. Kyle, you of course have brought some new cards to the table, so what do you got going on in your deck for this episode?
So I am playing my deck entirely out of the Murders at Karlov Manor. This particular deck is actually a new Swamp Forest deck that I created. I don't entirely know, of course, you know, what my cards are, because I just kind of threw it together, kind of hoping that it works. But from the way the majority of the cards that I did see looked, it looks like it's going to end up being like a burn growth deck. So lots of burn cards, but with the intent of growing the creatures that I have on the board.
Okay. Very good. And so, of course, I didn't get to pick up any new cards out of the this new set that dropped out. So digging through some of the stuff in my collection here, I found a commander deck to tear apart and turn into a standard. By the way, we are playing standard, 60 cards each. I took apart a Zendikar Rising Sneak Attack commander deck and have going a black-blue, basically rogue deck. So a lot of the creature cards that are in here are rogues, and they will... They all have abilities that kind of feed off of each other. Like, you have X amount of rogues out on the table. You know, you may have this ability, or it's like you can use this ability if you have a rogue out. And then there are also some other, like, artifacts in that here that offer some really big power-ups, too. But one of the things I'm worried about is that there are some pretty expensive cards in here. So I'm hoping that the luck is on my side with the draws tonight, and I don't get stuck with any of those. So, all right, I'll go ahead. I already shuffled here.
One, two, three,
4, 5, 6, 7. All right, and my bottom card on the deck is a land. Oh, cool. I'm appreciative of the fact that I've got, like, nothing going on here now.
What am I rocking on the bottom?
Oh, crud. Well.
Oh, well, that sucks. I'm like.
What is? Okay. All right. So you're first then.
Yeah. And it happened to be a 6.5 power, too.
Yeah.
God dang it.
I got the short end of the stick on this one. This is going to be a quick game, I think.
Maybe. I don't know. It depends on if I can get more land. So I will play a forest, and I'm good.
Okay. Let me organize my hand here a little bit. Did you happen to see that, like, rumor came out that Nintendo pushed back the Switch 2, Switch Pro, whatever it is, the next hardware launch until Q1 of 2025?
I heard a rumor about that last night, and there was all sorts of videos this morning that I hadn't had a chance to, like, even peek at. But, yeah, already getting delayed, and it's not even announced.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, that's the big thing there right now is that, yeah, it's only been a little bit, but I wonder if they've gotten some feedback from the devs who have the dev kit, mm-hmm. and maybe they're doing some additional tweaks in the software to kind of eke out some performance or to make some tweaks just because of some problems during the dev process. But I got to land out on the table. That's all I can do at this point.
Cool.
But yeah, I saw that, and I'm like, well, you know, that kind of lines up because Nintendo generally will release at least some heavy hitting things around like March. And so, of course, March always lands in Q1, and it's possible that could be what they're doing. I don't know, though. It's a very curious thing, though, to think that they delayed something that hasn't even been, like, revealed yet. But I don't know. That's just Nintendo doing their thing. You look lost in thought.
Sorry, I was reading a card while I was listening.
No, you're fine. But you're fine. I'm just making sure that you're not losing yourself there again.
Okay. So I guess I will play a swamp. And then I will. I don't know how that works. Okay, I think I do. Never mind. So it is your turn.
Okay. All right, come on, deck gods, let's go. Yep, all right, cool. All right, so I will go ahead and tap those two lands, and I will play a Night Vale Sprite. It's got flying, and whenever it attacks, you can surveil one, so look at the top card of your library. You may put that card into your graveyard. And that's it for me this turn, sir.
Cool. I guess I will do my draw. And I will play a forest, and then I'm going to tap for three, and I have a card that has the power of disguise, so I'm playing it for its disguise. It's a 2/2 with ward.
Okay. So disguise means then basically you can hide the...
Yeah, but I have to pay an additional cost to actually play it again, essentially.
So, like, it's on the field, but can it do anything then when it's disguised?
I don't know what ward does.
Okay.
So I'm going to have to look that up.
Okay.
But
all right, while you look that up, I'll untap my two lands here and add another land down. Works for me. And I will go ahead and tap those three and play Morang River Prowler. So Morang River Prowler can't block and can't be blocked. You may cast Morang River Prowler from your graveyard as long as you control a black or green permanent. Which is interesting, being a blue. So, but the fact, though, that I am running a mixed like black deck, and that is pretty handy. So, all right. And that's it for me, boss. You're up.
Oh,
what'd you find out?
So it has a ward of one forest. But ward is a whenever it becomes target of a spell or ability that you control, it basically automatically counters unless you pay its cost, its ward cost.
Oh, so you have to pay its cost then, or I would have to pay
its cost? You would have to pay its cost.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So you would have to pay one forest.
Oh, well, lucky for me, I have no forests here, so that's going to be interesting. Okay.
It was introduced in Strixhaven, is ironically a set that I actually have.
Somewhere amongst the
bag of massive bag of cards.
Yeah, your bag of holding. All right. Oh, they updated the whole thing here. Oh, okay. I didn't realize they updated. I forgot to put out a. Oh crap! No, I don't want that. I need to. I'm trying to bring up the life counter thing here in the Magic Companion app, but they actually changed it around. So, as you're playing standard,
because you're going to attack
two players.
I see what's going on.
What?
I said, because you're going to attack me. I see what's going on.
Yeah, look, they updated the app here.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah, I didn't realize that. So it looks like you can add some different things on here now instead of having to scroll through different fields. It's, huh, okay.
Interesting.
Well, even so, I think we just use the life portion anyway. All right. So you've played.
Yeah, it was in your turn, I believe. And you were
Done on mine.
Oh,
yeah.
you're done on your turn?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so
yeah, I'm not attacking yet.
Drawing and untapping.
This is what makes these episodes go on so long.
Right. Oh, boy.
So this last weekend, Kyle, you knew this. I picked up a smartwatch because I have this problem where I my blood pressure drops to like nothing and I tend to pass out and faint and all that.
Right.
So I picked up this Fitbit, and I got to say this Fitbit's making me more self-conscious than anything else now. And it's mostly its own fault because it will buzz me and say, you know, and says like, you need to take X amount of steps still for this hour. Or it'll ask me, it's like, hey, can you record your stress level? You know, how are you feeling? Here, why don't you do these things to help, you know? And it'll bring up all these other little things on there, and it's making me more self-conscious about how lazy I truly am. I didn't realize a watch would make me feel this bad about myself. Yet here I am playing Magic with you, so
yeah,
obviously I'm a nerd
and
somewhere.
It's probably like yelling at you if you're wearing it right now.
Oh, vibrating. I am. I wonder. I'm curious to know how it's bad, like, it's yelling at me. Is it doing anything?
It's like, you need to get up and move.
How are you feeling? Yeah. Let me see here. Does it have a pissed off,
like,
option? No.
You're being too sedentary.
Yeah. I told it I'm feeling frustrated because it won't leave me alone. Reflect on why you feel frustrated. No. Yeah, take a short walk. Yeah, I'll take a walk around the table here while we're all playing this. Whatever.
Right.
Okay.
So I guess I'm going to go ahead and tap two and pay the cost to play this guy again. So because I'm turning him face up, I get to search my deck for a land and put it in my hand and then shuffle.
Turns out you messed up and those are the only lands you have, or the three that you've got played right now.
So one land.
Okay.
Whoa.
Without throwing your cards.
Yeah, so. Without dropping all my cards.
Okay.
Into the land. Or into the land. The land into the hand into the land. Whatever.
I had my land the hand. All right. So you were able to add one then. Do you get to play it then by adding it back to your... adding it in with this? Or is it just that you're kind of bulking up, I guess, for your next go around?
Technically,
to add it?
I could still...
Oh, hi, dog. Hi, dog.
...play it, because I believe it is my play... It's still technically my play phase, so...
Yeah.
I'll go ahead and play it, but it doesn't do me any good. And then, yeah, I think that is it for my turn.
Okay. All right. I'll untap those. All right. Cool. Finally. What do we got here? All right. So I'm going to, let's see. Can I do this? Yes, I can. I'm going to tap the one swamp and the three islands I got out, and I'm going to play the Marsh Flitter, which is a fairy rogue. Has flying, and when it enters the battlefield, create 2/1/1 black goblin rogue creature tokens. So I made sure, where is the box for this? Like, I literally like made sure to look in this box of cards, and there are actual token cards for this somewhere in here. Where are you? I had you all separated out nice and neat. There you go. Okay, here we go. And it said, how many again? 2. I think that's all that was in here. Let's see. Yep, there we go. All right. So there's 1 goblin rogue token, and 2. All right. There we go. And then, of course, if I wanted to, the option says here, sacrifice a goblin. Marsh Flitter has base power and toughness 3/3 until end of turn. It's a 1/1 right now. So, all right. Oh, I'm going to center this a little bit.
And you were worried about losing?
I did. Well, no. It's the other deck you've got. Well, you know, that's the one that terrifies me a little bit more.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so with that, then I'm going to I'm going to tap those and attack for 3.
For 3?
Yep. Night Vale Sprite and the Morang River Prowler. So the Sprite has flying, so unless your guy has reach, probably just end up taking that 1.
Yep. I'm going to have to take that 1. And then that's a 2/2 or?
That's a 2/1.
Oh, that's a 2/1?
This is a 1/2 and this is a 2/1.
Okay, well then I'll block the 2/1.
Okay, so these guys are gone.
Both gone.
Okay, and then you take the 1. Oh, come on. These cards feel like they've never been played with before, so it's like I have to figure that out. Okay, and so because of that attack, though, too, whenever it attacks, surveil 1. So look at the top card of your library. You may put that card in your graveyard. So let's see. Now, the thing is, what did we decide on this one? If it says you may, does that mean we can just put it right back or... You know, because it's not saying you must put it in the graveyard.
What you can choose to put it in. I think it's more of you can choose to burn it into your graveyard.
Okay.
But you don't have to reveal it.
Okay. All right. So I'm putting it away.
Because you're surveilling it yourself.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay. And that is it for my turn, boss man.
Oakley dokley.
So how'd things go with you this week?
No, not too bad. Pretty slow week. I beat the majority of the campaigns for... The classic Plants vs. Zombies Garden Warfare 2. Nice. But other than that, I mean, played some Helldivers.
There's that.
Actually, did get quite a ways in Cocoon, so I think 3/4 of the way through that one now.
Very
finally.
Nice.
But other than that, not a whole heck of a lot going on, unfortunately.
Very nice. Yeah, for me, yeah, it's been our regular stuff, Halo Infinite and Overwatch, of course, because the new season started.
Yeah,
and then of course, yeah, Helldivers, what we were talking about earlier. I think my problem I have right now, Kyle, is that you know we suffer from that shock of how many things are in our Steam libraries and wonder like, should we actually play this? We did buy it, and of course, there's the gate. You got me Chrono Trigger. And I have it installed. Once I built this PC, I installed it like first thing. I still have yet to start the damn thing.
Oh,
I'm tempted to get like Steam Remote Link set up on my phone and then just start carrying a controller around with me so I can just start playing it from like my phone with a controller wherever else I'm at. You know, so that way I don't have to continue making the excuse saying that I'll get to it. And no, the excuse is... Not to buy a Steam Deck here either, Kyle, okay?
I get you. You just got to give yourself some time to play some games.
Which makes me wonder, would Helldivers work on the Steam Deck?
You know, I'm not actually certain, but...
Helldivers 2. I would say test it, but if you can't even get in, then what's the
point? Right. You can always check the Steam app, though.
To see if it is.
Yeah, because it should
you,
say it's...
You work on what you're going to play. I will look.
Yeah.
Sure. I don't want you to get overly distracted.
Yeah, I'm getting sidetracked.
Like always. This is how he does it, folks.
Tap 2, play the... What is that? The V2 Ghazi Inspector. He has reach. As an additional cast cost... to the spell, you may collect evidence. Exile this card when total amount I don't know what collecting evidence does. I'm not even worried about it. That's a new thing again.
So it doesn't have anything in here that directly says Steam Deck support or anything. I mean, it does support controllers, though, which I guess is good for anybody who wants to use a controller. But, yeah, at the same time.
Which, you know, that's a funny thing about Steam. Why are there games that are on console that they have no Steam Deck controller support? That makes absolutely no sense.
I still think it's probably a hardware thing. Anyway, all right, so what do we got going on here? What
That's the end of my turn.
Okay. All right, so I'll go ahead and untap the Night Vale Sprite, bring these mana back up, draw. Got another swamp mana. And let me look at this creature here of yours really quick again. I heard you talking, but I got to get back in my head. Okay. V2 Ghazi Inspector. Okay. Okay, and it has reach, so that's kind of crappy on my part, but that's okay. Let's see. Oh, okay. Let's see. Okay, I'm going to tap two here, two blue and my two black, and I'm going to play Whirler Rogue. And so when Whirler Rogue enters the battlefield, create 2/1/1 colorless Thropter artifact creature tokens with flying. And then it has the option here, too. Tap two untapped artifacts you control. Target creature can't be blocked this turn. I don't have any artifacts out right now. I haven't been able to grab any. So let me go ahead and get two Thropter artifact creatures out, which...
I might be boned.
These things look goofy, though. Like, I mean, like... Like, I don't know what they look like rugby balls with
weird.
Like, yeah, they look like ornate, or even if you were to take a Fabergé egg and throw a helicopter blades on it. So, okay, so that brings those two in. I'll keep my tokens over here. So, okay, I'm going to sacrifice one of my goblin rogues here.
Mm-hmm.
And give Marsh Flitter 3/3 until end of turn here. And with that, then I will attack. Oh, wait, no, I put Whirler Rogue just out. Excuse me, that and that. So I will attack for 1, 4, 5.
What?
Because remember, so 1, and then that one has 3. Oh. Or get, yeah, yeah. Has base power and toughness of 3/3. So that's 1 + 3 = 4, plus another 1 = 5.
So he's a what?
So he's a 1/1, but he got the toughness of 3/3 because I sacrificed that goblin.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. So I guess I will block him.
Okay.
He's gone.
Okay.
And then I take 4. Whoa.
Okay. All right, so there's that, and then, of course, because it attacked this turn, I get to surveil 1. Okay, did that. I'm not going to burn anything here. And, okay, that is it for me.
Cool. Untap those. Draw a card. Oh, yippee. Play a forest. Then...
It's not bad. I'm really worried about that other deck, though, Kyle.
Are you?
A little bit.
I don't think you should be.
I have already pissed myself. I need a new change of pants and a mop. Oh, no, there's carpet here under this table. I guess I just need a new carpet. Don't tell my wife.
See, that's 3. Cool.
Huh. I'm out of electronic devices here because I got my phone being used for tracking life. I got my iPad here being used to record the episode. I wanted to look online because I'm trying to remember when the next set, like, doesn't the Fallout set come out here in March? Doesn't the Fallout Magic set come out?
Yes, I believe
here?
So.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I want to say end of March.
Okay. So I guess this is the interim then. I'm actually, did you pull any clue cards?
I did not.
You didn't? Okay.
Not to my knowledge, no.
Okay. They would have been, I think they would have been pretty easy to see, you know, if you did actually pull.
Right. Okay, so I guess I will tap those.
Okay.
And play Luxodon Eavesdropper. When he enters the battlefield, I get to create a artifact clue token that I can sacrifice it for two.
Such a raging clue token right now.
And whenever I draw a second card in a turn, he gets a +1/+1.
Ah, nice.
Yeah.
I think I got something like that in this deck, too. Is that deck giving you... Kyle, is that deck giving you such a raging clue right now?
I was going to say, I have a clue card in here, but I don't know where it's at. So this thing's my clue.
That's all right. Okay, so that's a 1-1 then?
Oh, no, it's just a it's a clue token.
Okay, that's it.
But it's an artifact that I can sacrifice for I can tap two to sacrifice it.
Ah, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
But it's a nonsense token, essentially.
No. Okay.
It's a clue.
Thanks, MTG.
Yeah.
Appreciate that,
it's
Wizards.
It's a clue.
All right.
What do you have available?
So all I've got right now is I've got the Whirler Rogue out for 2/2, and then I've got the two, they're Thopters, not Thropters, Thopters. But yeah.
Yeah,
those
good.
Are 1/1. Okay. Okay. You're done?
Yeah.
For the moment?
I'm done.
All right, no problem. All right. I don't know if things are going to get bad or worse here, but, you know, hey, we'll work on it.
So, and his name just popped out of my head. And if I say Smash Brothers, you're going to know immediately.
Oh?
Why is his? I'm trying to look for his name. The guy that created the Smash Brothers Ultimate, or he's been
Sakurai.
Sakurai. Now he's finally said he is through after the 100% through with Smash Brothers Ultimate. Now that the Sora amiibo is out.
I will believe it when I see it.
That's what I'm saying. Through with Smash Brothers Ultimate means he's through with that game. I could see him working on another Smash Brothers.
You know,
in the future.
I wonder if like the next one that comes out would be just called Super Smash Brothers Ultimate Remix. You know, like if they follow almost the same style of like Street Fighter, where it's like Street Fighter, then there's the Turbo.
Oh yeah.
Then there's like, you know, all these different variants in that, you know. I would just imagine that that's what it would be, is that it would be Ultimate Remix or something, you know, that you put the cartridge for Ultimate into whatever the next-gen console is,
right,
for Nintendo, and that's what allows you to be able to play the other stuff, like to add in the other content, you know. I don't know, but I don't think Sakurai is completely done, regardless of what he says. I don't think
he's
done. I really don't. All right. I'm kind of stuck on what I want to play here. That one's too soon. All right, you know, this one, let's see. I'm going to go ahead and play this guy then. So this is Gonti, Lord of Luxury. He has Death Touch, and it says, when Gonti, Lord of Luxury, enters the battlefield, look at the top four cards of target opponent's library. Exile one of them face down, then put the rest on the bottom of that library in a random order. You may look at and cast that card for as long as it remains exiled, and you may spend mana as though it were mana of any type to cast that spell.
Oh.
All right. Let me see.
Wow.
The,
that's
let me
that's
have the top.
Some power right there.
Yeah. So let me have the top four. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay. I'll put the other ones back here in a second. Let's see what we got here. So I can play any of... Let's see. Okay. All right, so let me make sure. I'm just reading through this again just to make sure I understand. Okay, so exile it face down. You may look at and cast that card for as long as it remains exiled, and you may spend mana as though it were mana of any type to cast that. I guess that does confuse me a little bit.
So basically, it becomes a colorless, essentially. It's the same casting cost, but think of its casting cost as colorless. So you could use your mana to cast it as your card.
Okay, spend mana as though it were mana of any type to cast that spell. Okay, so specifically I can play the card if I want, but if it has spells on it, then I can spend the mana basically of any type to use those spells that are on there. Is that the takeaway I'm getting here, or am I misunderstanding something?
Yeah, so basically just think of its casting cost as colorless.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, like, if I had a card here in this that was, like, say, like, a total of six,
mm-hmm.
then I could play six mana to be able to bring that in and play it.
Yes.
As if that was it. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, let me
see. And it would play as your card, unfortunately.
Got it. Okay. So I'm going to put this one then face down here. I'll keep it off to the side. And I'm going to do that then. Okay. There we go. And I'll look at that card from time to time to make sure I'm in a better spot. So
okay.
We'll just see how things progress here. But in the meantime, I'm going to tap all of these guys here. And so that will, actually I'll sacrifice this other Goblin Rogue here to go ahead and give the Marsh Flitter back up to 3/3. So that's a total of 2, 5, 6, 7 that I'm attacking. Bring it on, Kyle.
Okay, so I guess I will block your... Oh, shoot.
So, just as a reminder, so the Marsh Flitter has flying.
Uh-huh.
So you'll need to use your creature with reach then, at least on her, if you want to block. And then, of course, yeah, there's really nothing there. So,
but like is he a 2/1?
He's a 2/2.
Oh yeah, so yeah. I can
a 2/2, a 2/2, a 3/3, a 1/1, and a 1/1.
Okay, so I guess I will. Shoot. I guess I will. But he doesn't have flying, right?
No, just a regular thing.
Okay, well, then I will block your 2/2.
Okay.
And then.
What is that one? What is this one? Is that a 3/3?
Yeah, he's a 3/3.
Okay, all right. So he's just gone. All right.
That evidence wasn't previously there. I guess I will sacrifice him to take care of the 3 damage.
Okay.
He only had 1.
Okay.
He was a 1.
That was a 1?
A 1/3.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, this was a... Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, no, we're good.
He's
okay.
A 3/3 after your sacrifice.
Okay, yeah, that's right.
So
that's
then thinking, I take 2.
Oh, here, remember. You gotta, tap on the actual thing. They changed the interface around, so you gotta relearn everything again. So, okay. So that means then you take, so you took the, Okay.
Okay.
Now your turn, Chief.
Untap.
Make it happen.
I ain't making anything happen right now. Untap. What is he? What's his power?
So he's a 2/3 and he has death touch.
Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
Cool.
Sorry. Yeah.
Draw a card, and I guess I will play this magnetic snuffler.
You watch your mouth. children present. Damn it.
He has a power, but it doesn't affect me because it has to do with returning equipment from the graveyard, and I have no equipment in there.
Nope.
So
you are equipmentless.
And then that is my turn.
Okay.
Wait. Right.
You sure?
He's a 2/3?
He's a 2/3. But he has Death Touch.
Screw it. Yeah.
Okay.
I'll attack
now,
for three.
Now, here's the interesting question is that he has basically the control over that. Does that mean this card just goes back in then to the bottom of your deck and we just carry on? Or does that still become something I can play?
No, it's throughout gameplay.
Okay.
It's exile.
Okay.
But if I have a card that can play play a card from exile, I can also
I know
at it
it's a
point,
risk. I know. So. I know. It's a risk. Okay. All right. So yeah, you can do that. Then I'll send Gaunti on his way. I mean, he looks cool, but what a name! Poor guy. His mom must have not liked him then. See again, the watch is doing again. Stress management. Look at this. How are you feeling?
Oh no.
I'm content.
Are you stressed yet?
No, I'm content. And then it's going to, like, you know, I tell it that, you know, it's like what I'm feeling right now. It's like, reflect on why you feel content. No, I don't need to do all of this other crap here. Leave me alone. All right, here's that. All right, I'll untap all this. Keep those guys off to the side. Untap all that mana. Okay. Draw that. Okay. Let's see here.
Oh, wait. He's dead, too.
You forget about that one?
Yeah, I forgot about him. I was, like, looking at him like, wait a minute.
I was just going to leave it, but that's okay.
Oh, wow. You were going to leave him?
I was just going to leave it to see how long you noticed, and then I'd call you out for your tomfoolery there at the end. All right. Let's see. So I will... Okay. So I'll go ahead and I'll pay the two here, and I will play Frog Tosser Banneret. And it's a Goblin Rogue, has haste, and Goblin spells and Rogue spells you cast cost one less to cast.
Oh, wonderful.
Again, so that's what I was saying. Like, this was built to basically, like, kind of feed off of, like, the Rogues and such, mm-hmm. though, you know. So, okay, so because it has haste, I can just go ahead and play it right off the bat then. So... that would be, I don't have any more goblins really. I could sacrifice it and give it three, so I could do that then. All right, so I will attack for four. So it's not a 3/3 because I don't have a goblin I've sacrificed, so it's back to just being 1/1.
Still flying.
Yes, still flying, yes.
Well, then I guess I will block this dude.
Okay, what was this one? Is that a 4/4?
He's a 4/4.
Okay, so this guy's just immediately gone. Yeah. Okay, well, thanks for your, I guess... sacrifice there. So you just take three then?
Yep.
All right. Don't worry. I'm going to get... Oops. What am I doing? These guys are not dead. Why am I
I'm being pinged to death.
You're like Johnny Rico when he got that comrade of his killed in basic training and getting your 10 lashes in front of everybody. Yes, I know. We're on the Starship Troopers Helldivers thing. But that's all... I mean, that's really what this whole thing is anyway, is literally
right.
Helldivers. Hi, kitty cat. Hi. Do you want to come play some magic? Huh? Huh? Don't come play some magic. Tigger's over here and wants to hop up on the table and cause problems. Don't you? Yeah, that's right.
Oh, nifty.
Would you like to know more?
So I will tap everything, mm-hmm. and then I'm going to play this Basilica Stalker. He's a vampire detective with flying.
Would you stop with the cursing in my house? Jeez,
and
that mouth on you.
Which is funny because a basilica is a church. whenever he deals combat damage to a player, I gain one life and I surveil one. But I'm not... I'm not playing him as disguised.
Okay.
He's just coming out.
Okay. He's coming out, he wants the world to know. Gotta let it... All right. Okay, you doing anything?
You're all tapped right now, aren't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I'm exposed here.
I'm going to attack for four.
I am more exposed than Matt Gaetz and his text messages that have been revealed to Congress.
Wow. Hard blow there.
All right. So you're attacking for how much? Just four?
Yep, four right. damage. I got to even the playing field a tiny bit.
You have scratched me, sir.
Yes, I have.
We'll call it a draw. All right. All right, so I'll untap all of these and untap that land. Come on. Give me something good. Ooh, that actually is pretty good. All right, so... Oh, I'm so close for that one, too. Okay. So... Let's see here. What are your creatures like here? Just want to make sure on some of this. No, it's too soon for that one. Okay, so... Yeah, I don't want to play that one yet. That one's too good. Damn. I guess I can play this, but I won't equip it to anybody yet, so... Okay, all right. So I'm going to go ahead and tap two and play Black Blade Reforged. It's a legendary artifact, but I can't equip it because it costs seven to equip to any normal creature, but if it's a legendary creature, it's three.
Oh.
So I don't have any legendary creatures out, so I'm kind of stuck there, but it was like I just feel like I need to put something down. So, okay. And that I'm going to maintain my defenses here for the short term.
Cool. My turn?
Yeah, you're up.
All righty. Untapping and drawing. And... So I'm going to tap one and play a Snarling Greyhound. He's a 1/1 with menace.
Hey, I resemble that remark. Okay.
And then I'm going to tap three and play Cerebral Confiscation. And I want you to discard two cards from your hand.
That sucks.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
You had to talk about your hand.
Yeah. Target opponent reveals their hand. Oh, choose one. Okay. Discards two cards or reveals their hand. You choose a non-land card from it. That player discards that card. Okay. All right. I'll just go ahead and I'll discard. But I guess I'll just do that. All right. Fair enough.
All righty.
Rude.
I know. I should have played this dude. Why didn't I play that dude? Dang it.
Because you're not paying attention.
I'm not paying attention. And then I guess I will maintain as well for the time being.
Cool.
So you're up.
Well, now that I don't have a hand anymore here now, I guess I'll just draw. Okay. Okay. All right. Yeah, I will actually hold here at this point.
Okay.
That's it. You're up, Chief.
Cool. Untap stuff and draw a card.
Where'd that cat go? One of the cats is harassing me over here, and he disappeared now. I can't give him fusses. What a punk. You got it. He's got it. I might get screwed over in this one. It's retribution from last time.
I mean, potentially. There is always the possibility.
Yeah, I mean, last time was pretty... bad.
Okay.
I could always break the dinosaur deck out again, you know. I still want that Power Rangers collaboration with Wizards of the Coast here on this and some Power Ranger cards.
So I'm going to
pay a lot of money.
Tap one and play the Toxin Analysis.
Looks like he's snorting coke from this like angle.
Yeah. Target creature gains death touch. And investigate, or I guess, and lifelink until the end of the turn.
Okay.
And then I also get to investigate for one, so I get another one of these clue tokens.
Okay.
Yeah. that I can sacrifice for two and draw a card.
Okay.
But that's an instant, so it's a one. It's just for this turn. He's has menace. And then I'm going to play tap two and two. So that's swamp and forest. And then, yeah, that's right. And then play the Rakish Scoundrel. He has death touch, and when he enters the battlefield or is turned face up, target creatures gains indestructible until the end of turn.
Okay.
So I'm going to make, I guess, this dude indestructible
until
the end of turn.
Okay.
And then I'm going to attack, attack, attack.
Can you attack with? Didn't you just play him?
Did I? No, I.
No, you didn't play. You played him last turn.
Yeah, okay. I played him last turn. So that's 1, 4, and 7.
Okay. Well, then I will go ahead and pay
4. Wait, 8. Excuse
okay, that's fine. I'll pay 4 and play Aetherize, which is an instant, returns all attacking creatures to their owner's hand.
Are you serious?
Take them back.
God dang it! Let me see that card.
That's literally what it says. Return all attacking creatures to their owner's hand. That's literally it.
That is bullcrap.
Maybe get rid of my making, damn hand.
I made a gambit right there, man. Come on.
Oh, and you don't have enough mana to play them all in one time.
Either. No, that's I cannot.
Oh, that's awesome. All right. Well, my turn, I suppose, then. Oh, that was good. I love doing that stuff. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
All right. All right. So I will go ahead and pay the two here and play Invisible Stalker. He's hexproof and he can't be blocked.
Okay.
So that is it for me.
Okay. So then I'm going to untap and untap. And then I guess. I guess I'll play my Basilica Stalker again.
Oh, okay. I think I've seen that card before.
Yeah, once. And then, I guess, what's his power or his defense?
He can't be blocked. That's it. But he's a 1-1.
He's a 1-1. Yeah. But if you defend with him, he can die.
I imagine so. Yeah, he just can't be blocked himself though. So
right. So I'm going to, I guess, attack for 3.
Okay.
And he's got death touch.
All right, that's fine. I'll block with my invisible stalker then, and send him to the great beyond. So, okay. Ow.
Okay.
Okay. All right. We're gonna take a quick break, and then when we come back, we'll see how bad things go. All right, welcome back. Yeah, Kyle has already, like, in the break there, expressed his disdain for me
of getting and boned
and sending all of his Jesus cards back to his hand. I that's just the nature of the game.
I suppose. It's your turn.
Is it? Okay. Well, I guess I'll just
I'm upset.
Tap those and draw one here. Okay. All right. Well, I don't really have much I can do here at this point, so I'm just going to have drawn that one card, and Kyle, you're up.
So another shocking, not shocking bit of news. I guess the player count on Justice League has also dropped below 1,000 on Steam.
We mean Justice League.
The Kill the Justice League. The Suicide Squad game.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
I've been hearing, like, I knew that that game was, like, so hyped up. And then, of course, it came out that it was going to be a microtransaction hell.
It's, and apparently it's Grind City. I've heard some of the, you know, there are drops in like World of Warcraft. This is the best, comparison that I can compare it to, that, you know, people can trade for, and it makes sense because, you know, there are items that are for the party, but
right.
When you get drops in Suicide Squad, it doesn't matter who you're playing with. It's random. You just get a slew of drops, and it, you could be looking for one item, but chances are by the time you get it, it's not going to matter because, you know, you've ground so long to try and get it. It's, and you're getting nonsense in the meantime.
What a pain.
Yeah.
Wow. So. That's okay. Helldivers is out there once people can connect in.
Right? Well, I'm going to do this because it's going to make you hate me.
We'll see.
Going to tap this. And
it's only paid one.
I'm going to play Pick Your Poison, and each player, or I get to choose one. Each player sacrifices an artifact. Each opponent sacrifices an enchantment. Each opponent sacrifices a creature with flying. That's an enchantment, isn't it?
It's an artifact equipment.
Oh, well, we're sacrificing artifacts then.
Okay, so I'll send that to the grave. That's okay.
Yeah.
I mostly played it to kind of burn it. But that's,
well, I don't want it getting equipped. So there's that for you.
Yeah, equip.
And then I'm going to tap five and play my snuffler.
Okay.
And then I'm going to attack for three and six.
Okay. Then I will go ahead and block then with those. Or actually, no, I'm going to block with those two there then. So I'll block with the two Thopters. And so they'll just take the damage in that. And none of them have trample or anything like that. Or,
nope.
Okay. All right. So we'll send them over here, put them back with the tokens I've got then. Okay. And cool. All right. I guess it's my turn, right?
Yes.
Okay.
This is my redemption arc, actually.
Might be, yeah. Might just cut in the second half with a redemption, yeah. Okay. Okay. Do 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 do. You know what? Oh God. Don't want to do anything here yet. No. That's where I'm gonna hold off then for now.
Okay.
I think. Well, hold on. Actually, sorry. Hold on. I gotta look at this exiled card again. Okay. Okay. No. Never mind. All right. Carry on. All right.
Okay. My turn.
Done. Yes. I have elected to not do this anymore.
Hoping for a land. Oh yes. So. I untap all my stuff, and then I'm going to play a land.
Yeah, it's definitely right about the redemption arc part. Holy crap.
Yes, I am. And then I'm going to tap one and play the Snarling Greyhound with the Menace again.
Rude.
And then I'm going to tap three and play the Magnifying Glass artifact that I can tap for one, and... That is a colorless if I tap for one.
Okay.
And then I'm going to tap three more, I guess. And or no, I'm not going to tap those.
Okay.
And then I'm going to attack for three, six, and ten.
Okay. All right, so let me see. All right, then I'll go ahead and I will block. I'll go ahead and block this one then with this. So my marsh flitter is gone, so I'll take six. So now we're even. Beautiful. All right. Okay, that doesn't help anything. This is where things get bad. So, yep, okay. Unfortunately, that is it for me.
Okay, so I guess I will untap.
Because if I just didn't have to discard those other cards, I would have probably been fine.
And draw.
Oh, well, that was it, folks. That's okay. Again, I think this is payback for what happened last time.
You know, you still got this one card that you could have played.
I know. It's just, it's not going to work out the way I was hoping it was going to. So
fair enough.
It's all right.
Fair enough.
Just end it.
Well, with a little overkill.
Yeah.
So tap those three, make the snarling greyhound. I'm going to enchant him with an airtight alibi. So he is a 3/3 now.
Okay.
And so that's 3, 7, 10, 13.
Yep, and that's game. That's game. That takes me to.
Oh, I guess I could have tapped two and sacrificed this and drawn a card. That oh, I would have gotten another swamp.
Oh goodness me. Well, that's game then there, folks. So that is it for this episode of Fireside Magic, because Kyle absolutely just decimated me in the very end there. That's okay, though. Yeah, definitely redemption arc. It was like watching the Super Bowl almost, but that's neither here nor there. Of course, if you like what you're listening to here and enjoy a lot of this back and forth that Kyle and I have, talking video games, playing Magic, all that other stuff, be sure to check out all these other episodes that we have of the NPCs podcast. You can find those on your favorite podcast platform of choice. Otherwise, if you're not sure where to go find these, you can go check them out on our homepage, anchor.fm/the-npcs-podcast. Look at all of our back catalog going back almost 5 years. So with that, thank you so much, everybody. We will catch you all next time.
Laters.